Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Health Update Radio, brought to you by LifeScan, One Touch Ultra Blood Glucose Meters, and Advanced Diabetes Supply. Now here's your host, Jerry Graff.
And this is Jackie Bensinger, a licensed acupuncturist, sitting in for Jerry while he's on vacation. You are listening to Health Update Radio here on WSRadio.com. As mentioned, our sponsors are LifeScan and the maker of One Touch Ultra and the family of blood glucose meters. The next time you're at your pharmacy, ask your pharmacist to show you the selection of One Touch glucose meters. I'm sure there's one that's perfect for you. Our second sponsor is Advanced Diabetes Supply, bringing diabetes testing supplies right to your door. You can reach Advanced Diabetes Supply at 1-800-730-9887. That's 800-730-9887. Or if you have internet access, www.northcoastmed.com. ADS makes life easier for people living with diabetes. They also have a blog at www.glucosepost.com. That's glucosepost.com, where you'll find a community of people with diabetes to share stories, inform, and support each other. They are right here in Carlsbad, California, and from what I hear, they have the best customer service around. Today, here at Health Update Radio, we are talking about the effective use of acupuncture for the treatment of stress response. I have been doing acupuncture for nearly 20 years, and I can tell you that 99.9% of my patients are stressed, and probably most of you have stress in your life. But stress is a part of our daily life. We can't really get away from it. Sometimes we go through periods where we have more stress, and then there's world stress and economy stress. And certainly some stress is good because it can be a little bit of a motivational factor for self-improvement. However, chronic long-term stress can affect nearly every system in your body, from the hair on your head all the way down to your toes. You can even have joint pain, and which is exacerbated by stress. When we lived in caves and were chased by saber-toothed tigers, the stress response was used to perceive threats. And now, for example, if you're going out a walk in the morning and there's a big dog chasing you, then your little hypothalamus in the tiny region at the back of your brain sets off an alarm system in your body. And this system prompts your adrenal glands, which are on your kidneys, to release a surge of hormones. And those hormones include adrenaline and cortisol. Adrenaline increases your heart rate, elevates your blood pressure, and boosts your energy supplies. Cortisol, which everybody has heard about, is the primary stress hormone, increases the sugars in your body, the glucose in the bloodstream, enhances the brain's use of the glucose, and increases the availability of the substances that repair tissues in the body. So, for example, if the saber-toothed tiger reaches out and takes a bite of you, then your body is going to create a little bit in the bloodstream stickier substances that will help the blood clot faster. So we don't really need that right now. Any of the body systems that are not necessary to defend against that saber-toothed tiger are put on hold. For example, if you were out being chased by a saber-toothed tiger, you wouldn't really be having a sandwich on the side. So our digestion isn't at top working order when we are under a lot of stress. The focus of the body when you're under stress is that readiness to fight or flee. So prolonged stress can have a serious effect on our health. Studies have shown that there are many conditions that are either precipitated by stress or worsened by stress. Some of these conditions are depression, anxiety, increased heart rate, irregular heart rhythm, the narrowing of the blood vessels, and this is because the body is in a state of tension. So everything is tightening. You're ready to run or you're ready to fight. So we also can have heartburn, irritable bowel syndrome, There are even inflammatory markers in the bloodstream that appear when you're under stress. So people that have arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, or other inflammatory conditions will notice when they're under stress that their pain increases. Irritable bowel syndrome is another. Digestive symptoms such as peptic ulcers, inflammatory bowel disease. People gain weight because a lot of times people make not such wise choices when they're under stress about what they're going to eat. Increased muscular and joint pain. Headaches can be precipitated by stress. People can't sleep. There's also erectile dysfunction, inability to achieve orgasm, infertility in the male and the female, premenstrual syndrome, impairing of short-term memory, hair loss, and skin disorders such as hives, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, and I guess I should say, of course, substance abuse, because people will often choose to do some sort of drug to deal with their stress. I have treated nearly all of these stress-related disorders. In fact, that's one of my specialties. And I can say that I have treated that much of substance abuse simply because that's what hasn't walked in the door. Mostly what I treat is other systemic disorders and a lot of pain conditions. And absolutely, in my practice, when I have a condition that calls for a referral out to an MD, then I do it with no hesitation. If I feel the patient needs blood work or they need an MRI or whatever, if they need a referral to a chiropractor or a massage therapist or even a psychotherapist, then absolutely. Whatever is the best thing for the patient is what I will do. And, for example, this last week I had a patient come in with a possible kidney infection, because she did express that she was having some low back pain along with frequent and painful urination. And although I have Chinese medical herbs that will help with that condition, I did tell her, if you are not feeling much better within 24 hours, then you need to go see an MD and get some antibiotics for this condition. And if by chance you do develop a fever, then you need to go right away, because kidney infection is something that we don't want to mess with. And there are other conditions that when we are trained as acupuncturists and the state board gives us a license saying, yes, you are able to distinguish. And certainly, I believe that is the key in determining whether you should go to an acupuncturist or you should see an MD when you're picking these particular two professions. We look at what is going on with the patient. And as a doctor, I am a problem solver. The patient comes in, I want to solve whatever issue that they have going on and bring them back to a state of health that is the best thing for them. In the treatment of stress-related disorders with acupuncture and Chinese herbs, if we look at cardiac issues, for example, increased heart rate, if we look at increase or irregular heart rhythm, if we look at hypertension, these are all issues that are addressed with Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and the herbal medicine frequently. They can all help these cardiac conditions. Now, I'm not saying, you know, please continue with your antihypertensives and let's work with your doctor, and perhaps if you log your blood pressure a couple of times a day after getting the acupuncture and taking the Chinese herbs, then you can work with your doctor and perhaps he will suggest too that you start decreasing your antihypertensive. The key with acupuncture is that acupuncture helps to relax the body. That is the whole idea. You're doing exactly the opposite, in a way, of what stress is doing to your body. When you're stressed, your body is tight. And what acupuncture does is it relaxes the whole body. It creates a homeostasis of the heart rate, of the breathing. And then when your body is in this state, then you can start healing all of the systems that are affected. For example, in immune-related conditions with inflammatory conditions, for example, arthritis or other conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, I always suggest to the patient that they look at their diet. Are you eating foods that create more inflammation? This is a huge key in working with patients under stress as we look at their lifestyle, we look at their nutrition, and make suggestions, because it's not just one little thing that I'm going to do, it's all of us working together. So in working with emotional issues, depression and anxiety, I can treat a low-level depression and some anxiety, but that all depends on what exactly is going on with the patient. For skin disorders, diet is a huge part of it, but all of these conditions that I have spoken of are treatable with acupuncture and Chinese herbs, which are very user-friendly. And each time that you take these herbs is 3 times a day. If you are taking medication, then you just take your herbs with, like, 1 to 2 hours right after you take your medication. The only time I do not give herbal medicine is if the patient's on Coumadin. Otherwise, you can have the full advantage of that. So we are now closing up for our first break, and we are listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Thank you very much for joining us today. We are here also with an in-studio guest that will be talking about his experience of successful acupuncture for the treatment of anxiety. Also, we will be talking about what kind of exercises and nutrition that will help you in when you are facing stress. Very simple kind of suggestions for you. Thank you for joining us.
For listening to WS Radio. If you are not listening on your smartphone, we have just made it a lot easier with our new WS Radio 2.0 iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android apps. Just search for WS Radio in the iPhone store, BlackBerry, and Android market. They are all free downloads, so you can listen live or on demand to your favorite show. For more information, log on to wsradio.com/mobile. That is wsradio.com/mobile.
Bring out your true beauty. Let Yvonne, an expert and specialist in European skincare, take away years of stress lines. Yvonne's skillful hands will diminish the appearance of wrinkles and acne scars, restoring damaged skin to healthy, vibrant skin, all without invasive procedures. If you or someone you love would benefit from a restoring day at the spa, visit Yvonne at Day Spa in the City in San Diego. Go to wsradio.com/dayspa.
Could your business use $10,000 to $500,000 in cash flow to grow faster? Do you need money for things like purchasing inventory or advertising your business? If you do, call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant offers a variety of working capital programs for your business. While banks have tightened up their criteria to give money to small businesses, AmeriMerchant is providing working capital to all types of businesses every day. They even have special programs that allow your business to purchase inventory or advertise with no money up front. Grow your business today with up to $500,000 in new cash flow in as little as 7 days, only from AmeriMerchant. Call us right now for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call us 24 hours a day for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.
Have you ever been on the phone waiting forever to have an airline solve a travel issue for you? When your flight is delayed or canceled, what do you do? Join our free Biz Travel Club and you will have a team of travel advocates working for you. You'll receive valuable business travel tips and tricks, get exceptional travel services from a company that's been helping travelers for over 28 years. We know how to get you there efficiently and economically. So come sign up at freebiztravelclub.com. That's certainly a price you can live with.